very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one in.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous. Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 987.
What is happening? What is going on, everybody?
It's nice and early for us.
Hey, it's 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, why do you say that?
I don't know. Just thinking about the year that it is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm blown away that, like, you know, I'm old. I'm getting old. Just happens, thinking about, like, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
But don't you think 3 years feels like an eternity? If you think about how long, this is how long we've been doing the show for.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so time perception changes based on what you're doing. So, there are some things in life that just feel like they take a long time when you're doing them, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But three years over the scheme of our life is
tiny.
So tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10% of our lifetime. Is it?
No, if we're living to 30. No, as in right now.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not our lifetime.
Yeah,
it'll be small.
Probably like 2% or something.
A small slice. But, you know, as Craig Harper says, you know, you wake up tomorrow, you're 45, you haven't changed shit.
Yeah.
It's true. It's like you're talking about it for a long time, a lot of things. But, yeah, what else makes it? Like, traveling because you're enjoying it can go really fast, which is annoying because you'd like it to slow.
Well, I feel like having done a little bit of, like, longer travel, like 3+ months, the first 2.5 months, very slow.
Yeah.
The final bit, very fast.
Mm.
So, it's like, oh, my gosh, we've got so much time. And then it speeds up right at the end.
Which we know nothing speeds. Nothing speeds up.
So, it's perception.
100%. There's, I guess if you're enjoying something and you're in the moment, maybe it's like, is it a reflection? So, it's a lot of thinking going on when you're thinking about how has this felt?
Mm.
And then you're retrospectively assessing. Because if you're in the moment, then that's not even a thought, right?
Yeah.
This is great. So, when things go up and down, when you feel every gamut of emotion, maybe that's when it's like that's the exhaustion that could feel like this is dragging on, which is the last 3 years.
Yeah. I was, you know, Philip DeFranco.
As in, I don't know him. Who's that?
He's a YouTuber.
He's like, sup, you beautiful bastards, today in news.
No, never heard of him. Really? I've heard of his name, but I don't know.
Yeah, so he is a YouTuber based in Los Angeles and does like
Sup, you beautiful bastards.
Yeah.
Is that his?
Sup, you beautiful bastards, today in Philip DeFranco.
Is that his catchphrase?
Yeah, sup, you beautiful bastards. I think he may have stopped saying it.
He got threatened.
No, I can imagine.
We will cancel you.
No,
I am a bastard.
No, I think it's got something to do with demonetization, maybe.
Okay.
So, it's like, you know, you want to. I've noticed that people won't say the C word, as in.
See you next Tuesday.
No, as in they say the illness that we've been going through.
Yeah.
They won't talk about the P word.
P. P. What?
The thing that's.
Period.
No. The thing that's.
Pandemic.
Well, you've just fucked it. Yeah, so, we're going to get demonetized.
That is crazy, man, that people are.
And so, yeah, they'll say, yeah, so that,
fuck.
But anyway, Philip DeFranco, at the start of his video I was watching, he's like, before I get started,
yeah,
if you're feeling unhealthy, if you're feeling like, you know, you've put on weight in the last year, give yourself a break. He said, 2020, the only thing that you had to do was survive, which I thought was a nice sentiment. But surviving is such a low barrier, isn't it?
I mean, you don't have to do shit to survive. As in, you need some basics, right?
But when people are feeling, I guess, how they're feeling, it can be a nice. Like, it did make me feel good in the moment where I was like, oh, you know what? He's like, and then because he was doing all these stats around how many people, 63% of people say that they have gone against their weight goals, whether it's they've put on weight when they've wanted to lose weight or they've lost weight when they've been trying to gain weight.
It's a real challenge. when I was out filming yesterday, the dude who was helping me out on the shoot, he's looking great. And we're talking about this, like COVID.
Yeah.
He couldn't be, no one could be out on set filming. Mm-hmm. So he went and worked in a factory running box, you know, back and forth, you know, 10K a day or something, just like crazy amount of steps, lost a heap of weight.
Yeah.
And he's like, mate, it was wonders for me. Got to work and lost weight, which is like, there's a few of those people out there that it changed their normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for a lot of people's normal, the fucking gym tan laundry. It's like that became
what's
like
gym tan laundry?
Gym tan laundry, GTL. It was off. It was off. What's that? Jersey Shore. And it was about they every day it was gym, and they go tan, and they get their laundry, their wash and fold.
Oh, they do that.
They get it done.
Oh, that's great.
They go pick it up. Like they're getting their stuff washed and folded.
I could get around gym tan laundry. Seriously,
but they used tanning beds.
Oh, did you? I only just realized this. So, do you know? I think it's is it Brody Jenner from he's on The Hills.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk like that.
No, Brody's the good-looking cat.
Yeah.
He comes to Melbourne a bunch for the
events. But he has
hasn't worked a day in his life.
So but see how I was watching like a recap of The Hills where Whitney Port and her partner Timmy, they do the whole thing where they talk through a show.
I reckon it's the most boring content, you talking about reality TV shows, especially the US. It's like it's so fucking cringe, dude.
But you just told me what gym tan.
I didn't. I just dropped it in. It's just really funny. I think it's a funny thing. I kind of like it. You talking about like replaying reality TV to me? The most soft fucking shows.
No, but so can you?
Yeah, but I want to hear it now. Okay. I just had to preface this so people are like, oh, Josh is talking about fucking reality TV
shows. Bags under your eyes, right? Brody Jenner has the opposite of that.
What's the opposite of bags?
So, like, rather than dark, like, under the eyes.
Fuck, you're totally right. I've noticed that.
It's like a whiter sort of thing, right? So, it's almost like, is it called concealer? Or, like, whatever people put underneath to sort of, like, make their eyes pop. But anyway, do you know what it is?
What is it? He's got a problem.
No. Whitney Port, who I was watching the reaction video, she was hosting it. She said, tanning beds, it's the goggles. And so, you're getting tanned everywhere except there.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
The scoopler. Bring the fucking goss, Josh.
Yeah. It's good though, isn't it?
I've had that before. Well, you get it from sunnies.
Yeah.
Okay, surprised you haven't had it traveling. Like, because you're always wearing glasses and in the summer you're wearing the shaded ones.
Yeah.
Where are the shaded ones? They were fucking cool, dude. Oh, you changed your glasses today? Is it because yesterday I said your eyes look huge?
Yeah.
Is that why you've changed
your words have impact?
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was editing yesterday's episode like a fucking hero. Just got it up.
It's your third time doing it.
Yeah. And I just hadn't noticed that your glasses make your eyes look big, which is what glasses do. Like, your eyes are a little bit bigger than normal right now.
But
with
these
ones.
But I think that for whatever reason, the dark rimmed glasses
are 100 times zoom on your eyeballs.
No, they're more polarizing.
Can we get a comparison side by side, George, right now? In this snippet.
And so, for people who are just listening,
side by side from yesterday's episode to today,
I'm wearing the Steve Jobs glasses today.
Yeah.
Whereas yesterday, I was wearing sort of the black rimmed ones. But I think,
where are your other ones?
Yeah, so they're just in a drawer. But the problem is, so they are clip-ons. So, I have, they're sort of like the Pete Shepherd style glasses, which is the clear sort of plasticky glasses, which they look really cool. The problem is, if you wear them every day, our skin has oils, and so you can actually you get a bit of discoloration that I don't like. I took it to the glasses shop. They wanted to charge like over $100 of polishing them.
To clean it.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy new glasses.
Well, surely you could just clean them a little bit
so
yourself.
So I put them in dishwashing stuff and did all that sort of thing. But the thing is, so what you're referring to is the sunnies part.
The sunnies part. They look sick.
They clip on.
Because they actually look like a good pair of sunnies.
Yeah.
Not some aviator shit. Mm. Or like too big for your face.
Which the thing is, I was listening to Craig Harper. He had an episode called Friends and Frenemies.
Yeah. I did see that pop up.
I was like, ooh, someone's spilling the tea.
Craig Harper spilling the tea. Yeah, yeah. I'd fucking watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would watch that. Yeah. And he has to just bring gossip to the table.
Yeah. It was a little bit. Which I liked. I like Harper being like, there was a point where he said, not to sound like a jilted partner, but he wasn't writing back as much as I liked.
He was talking about a friend.
Yes. And so he, remember a couple of years ago, he did a big audio series, like a course thing that you could buy.
Yeah.
So it was a section from that.
Okay, great.
But what was the... what was my point about that?
What's the takeaway for you?
About friends. So, he was talking about friends that give advice.
Oh, yeah. Mate, here's what you need to do.
Yes.
You need to buy Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You should have fucking listened to them, you idiots.
And so, but what he was saying is that some like are just like obviously projecting or whatever, but then other people are doing it from a place of love.
Mm.
And so, it's trying to work out which is which. From an advice perspective, you do give a bit of advice.
Which was the advice? Because that wasn't advice about your glasses. Not whatsoever. Like, I literally, my thinking was, oh, my God, I haven't noticed this because I haven't been looking at you on the screen.
No, as in, I love those glasses or why don't you wear those clothes or you should shave your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think it's coming from a place of love.
Definitely. Because I think you interpret it like it's coming from some sort of like disgust at what the current situation is.
Well, I think there's a level of judgment because the thing is that when someone says, "Oh, why don't you wear any of your nice clothes that you've got?"
That's fair.
Right? So when you say, "Oh,
I saw an
old video.
I'm like, fuck, that's a sick jumper. Where do you? It'd be like your mate who's got a good sports car and he doesn't fucking drive it. And you're like, dude, where's your fucking Maserati?
Which is completely fine. But if he was too fat to fit in the Maserati, it's a bit sad, right?
That's a reality for some people.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the thing. Well, that's
too hard to fit in the Maserati.
My mate Shane Jacobson lost, like, his whole light and easy story was he couldn't fit into a racing car. And so, they did a whole light and easy campaign where he then fit into the racing car and drove around. But...
I mean, we're talking about a $70 jumper over a $700,000 supercar.
Yeah. but isn't it interesting? Because the thing is, you say that thing...
Which one?
You know, like, oh, why don't you wear that jumper? Which is such a small, doesn't mean anything. But when you're me and you see the jumpers every day, you're like, fuck, I wish
I could wear. Do you have them up around your room, dude?
No, they're all folded. They're folded ready for when I fucking lose my weight.
Okay. Which is obviously, there's a very uncontrolling nature to what I'm saying, which I can't, like, for what you're doing. Mate, left, right, drink. You're fucking going home.
Well, I've got the throat issue again. It's fucked up. I don't want to talk about it because I feel like it's a psychological thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's this feeling of, like, I feel like I'm swallowing my tongue. It's scary.
And it can't happen.
Like, it's no, but it's like a feeling of you're losing your breath. And so then I've taken one of Jess's anti-anxiety pills that she gave me.
Which isn't Xanax. It sounds like
it's a natural
thing.
But it's this constant thing of like, maybe it's like, it feels like there's saliva that you need to swallow or whatever.
Mm.
And so it feels like drinking some water
helps it.
Opens it up a little bit.
Yeah. No, I get that.
But maybe there's a little bit of that because you know how you always said that when I was stressed, So maybe this has been an ongoing thing, but now it's more conscious.
Well, it's like, you sit back It's amazing how many sips you've had. I want to do a sip counter for the show.
Yeah, we can.
Doing, doing. No, but I mean, I can't. Yeah, I guess. I mean, for me to, I would have to go through this thinking where I'm judging why you're not wearing those jumpers, which is silly. It's like, that's almost negative. Where I, if I was to say, I just see that photo and I then think, why wouldn't Josh be wearing those jumpers? It's like, that's, I think, silly to go down there, because it's like, who am I trying to, who am I trying to protect? Like, I don't, see, this is where I would, in that moment, people who say, that's not advice, like, where's that great jumper that you own? Or it's something like that nice piece of jewelry that someone has. It's like, fuck, I love that t-shirt. It's actually a compliment that you have these great things. I was like, well, I may have been looking for a handout.
Yes.
Yeah, where are they? Do you, want them anymore?
Yeah.
Can I start wearing your Saturday's
Which
jumpers?
Is, so, it has a feel. I know this isn't what it is, but it has the feel, especially.
You have the feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I have the feeling that it it comes across as, it feels like the equivalent of, you're at my funeral and and I'm lying in the casket and it's an open casket and you're like, mate, surely you're not putting the watch in with him. Can I have can I have the watch? Can,
I definitely want your Apple Watch. See, like, you don't need that.
Find friends when I'm in the
just check on him.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's, I understand. So the, but then,
so when you're feeling to,
someone who considers their weight like you, what's the sensitivity level that other, if you were to look at somebody else and say they had a mate that thought about that stuff as much as you do, what sensitivity does the mate need to have, and where is it productive? Like, where do you actually, where is it productive for me to be tiptoeing around that stuff for you? Not that I am even flagging anything with you. I haven't. I never do.
I don't know. I'll give you an I'll give you an example of, like, where I think, like, so this is obviously with me, like, this one sits with me, or it's like a me issue. But I was thinking, like, with, when it comes to food, you've gotten a lot better. Back in the day, if I would be ordering stuff, you'd be like, why are you getting that? Or, like, you'd be a little bit more sort of, there'd be a bit of commentation around food. But I do even notice it with Jess, where, say, if we were on it, we're on a shoot and she's like, had been eating healthy, and then she's like, oh, should we get Macca's? Or, like, we're like driving to get Macca's and you're like, aren't you eating healthy? Those types of things, from my perspective, I'm like, if someone, it rarely works in that moment, what you're wanting to get out of it, normally.
What am I wanting to get out of it?
I think you're trying to help. Like, you're saying, hey, you're saying you want to eat healthy, but you're about to have Macca's. But I think it, what it does is it goes into a shame area for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's interesting when people are 80, 90% noisy about the thing that they want to do, and then they're changing in front of you, or you're seeing them. It's like, and so that's where.
But external intervention rarely works in that, in that way, right? Where it's like, in that moment.
But sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does, but I think that, I personally think that it can be, it's, it can be triggering for people, where I think that you end up, like, so for instance, the whole, like, can I have your jumpers? Or even, like, sort of suggesting, mate, if you're not wearing them, can I have them?
That's a joke, by the way.
Well, no, we've spoken about it before, which, like, I guess, like, hey, man, if you're not wearing the Saturdays, like, I'm happy to have any of them.
I don't think I said that, dude.
Yeah, you've like, back, like, this is going back, like.
But I wouldn't have even connected that, because you, it's like, you go minimal, right? Like, you ended up wearing the same fucking t-shirt, but then you got all these great clothes. It's like, are you a, see, I literally don't connect it to the weight thing.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't, like, until this moment.
I think that from a personal perspective, where I land on it is, it's like, TJ saying, hey, can I have your old tops, is cementing that, like, hey, this is the weight that you are. You're not going to get back to where you were.
And that's totally on you, dude, because, well, that's not I think. But
I do, so, I think that that language is wrong. It's not on, like, my feelings are real. And so the
But are they?
Yeah.
So, is it real that I think that? So,
it's
you
not
just,
truth. It's not truth.
Yeah.
It's not saying,
no, you can acknowledge that feelings are there and that they're happening.
But if we don't, if we just go around being like, hey, man, it's not my responsibility what people's feelings are, because you have changed, like you have changed a bunch in your approach, which has then helped. So it is a consideration.
Yeah, but it's pretty heavy to say that, like, to that story you just said about me saying that that's cementing you at this thing that you can't get back from. Like, that's not healthy for you in terms of, like, that's like anchoring it for so you. Because it's not actually what was said, so, or it's not actually what I think.
So if I'm at the office and you say, why don't you shave your neck? How am I meant to feel in that moment?
So, there's a bunch of different ways you could react.
Mm-hmm. How should I feel?
How should you feel?
Or what's the natural response that anyone would feel?
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I know, dude.
So, that's not that a fear. So, that's not. So, is it a
fear? Oh, I've got to do it.
So, does it feel good?
Well, I don't know. That's up for what's going to... I don't know. It could be varied. It's not... I don't think it's to say... I don't think it's meant for it to feel bad. But so if you're sensitive across the board
I think that if I... So, for instance, if I... Like, I think about it in regards to, like, stuff on your top. If you have stuff on your top, I'm like... TJ knows he's got something on his fucking top.
But do I? This is the thing. I think we're coming from two different places. Mm. You're so sensitive to
I'm empathetic of like...
Have I got something on my fucking top?
No, I'd want to know, dude.
No, ASAP, but the thing is... Because most of the time, I don't fucking know. Mm. I got shit on my shoulder from Bodhi. Mm. The other day, I had chocolate and Texter. Mm. Two different spots. Didn't know. Didn't know for a while.
Yeah, but I think that... So, like using the neck beard part...
Most of the things, I'm not sensitive in that respect, not negative or positive. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
So, your criticism.
I don't get triggered in that respect.
So, you get triggered in a different way, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so what I'm saying version, is that's obviously a reason why I might say things. But
so, your version, though, so you don't have an issue when it comes to your looks, but you have issues in regards to a complexity around me thinking you're dumb. Or like,
do I?
Yeah, we've spoken about it before. Like Josh, you're trying. Like I feel dumb in this moment, right? Which is probably a good version. Which is like that feeling that.
But I don't think I'm dumb. So it's like I don't believe what you're saying. Like the story for me isn't like I am dumb.
But this is my point. So if I decide to have like to not shave. And you've said, hey, like, man, why don't you like shave your neck up? Like in that moment, I'm like, I'm good. Like I'm good. Like I shave my neck when I like want to shave my neck. And so when you say that, it's like, the only thing it feels like is a place of judgment.
And I don't even think I said it as like, you should shave your neck. I was referencing it in like, fuck, it feels good. Mm. Feels good. Which it's not like it's sounding like a come in fucking like the way it sounds versus the way it happens is so convoluted in the feeling that you're having.
But then I think that if you tie that up with Safeware, it sounds like I'm painting you in the
That's what I'm saying. You sound like you're painting me like a fucking.
But it's worthwhile mentioning. Like if you if you catch like you've caught up with people and been like fuck, they got fat. And so, for me, who has gotten fat, when you're saying, hey, the neck beard thing, and then you're saying, oh, fuck, person's gotten a bit fat. Like, for me-
Who said that?
You did.
But so, who said that?
You did. About, like, one of our mates.
I can't even remember it. But that's how you're tying it back to you.
So, what I'm saying is that is you saying, oh, that person's gotten fat, and then, hey- You shave your like.
See, no connection. Absolutely no connection. So if you're zero connection.
If you're saying that person's fat,
but I see where you're connecting the dots in your mind. But that's where it's not. It's literally not, dude. Mm-hmm. Hand on heart is not why I say any of that stuff.
No, but so if you're judging someone else,
But everyone, we all judge other people. But that's, you're doing the fucking detective work, Sherlock Holmes style, to try and connect everything I say to some sort of subtle cues to tell you that something.
No, but I think that they're not subtle cues. I think it's an unconscious. So if you were saying.
But you can't, this is the problem with saying people's unconscious is that it's unfucking conscious. You don't know, I don't know. And so you can't say that because there's no connection.
So what I can
speak
to is,
it's like when you said that you think that I something about not wanting a fat business partner, which I laughed because it's like I'd never even thought that sentence in my fucking head. I don't know who's thought that. You're a monster if you think that.
But I think so. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying this is how you feel. What I'm saying is, this is how what you do makes me feel, which I think is all that I can do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like when.
But at what point do you listen to people's words for what they are? Or when are you. And so, because I think you listen to your feelings and what you think about what people say more than what they say. And so it's like words do matter. Mm-hmm. And
so then do you just
honesty
become.
Matters.
So do you just then become. Numb to what people say.
I think there's an I think there is a positivity in in being a level of numb to what people say.
Do you care how I think about you?
Not really.
And so I think that's a great difference. Deal. Like I think that from a close people, I care what people think. Like the close people that I work with, the close people that you know, like.
I'm sure there'd be something that you could say that would affect me, but I don't think I'm not hyper triggered by emotionally. And I don't then dive into that. Like if I get heightened, I'm like, I'm getting heightened about something, like the feeling.
But it's not even a heightened thing. So it's just a disappointing thing, right? Which is like if.
But I think it's actually disrespectful for somebody to hold the weight in the emotional response that you have if it's a friend and they haven't fucking said that thing.
But you have said all the things I'm saying is neckbeard thing.
But it's not because I think you're fat and it would make you look less fat. That's what you said.
So if you say this person's gotten fat.
No, but it's not the same. That was never the same conversation.
But so the thing is, if I'm just walking around. And so these are the things that happen in a single. if this happens in a single day, hey, would you like.
It wasn't the single day.
It was within like a 24 hour. Like it was literally back to back. Because the thing is that the reason why I bring it up is because.
Why did I see that photo?
Because.
So the chances, it was not the same
that's
day.
Why
it was
feels
another week. I got pushed a photo of you and this, you and me.
Do you think that you're listening to what I'm saying right now?
I think I'm listening, but I'm trying to tell you that what you're saying, the dots you're connecting aren't there. There's no case to be brought around. You can either say,
isn't about listening to you. What I'm saying is this is how it feels.
Yeah.
And so this is even worse. How you're responding makes me feel worse because what you're saying is, mate, you're fucking crazy. You're connecting dots. Like this isn't here. The thing is, you did say the stuff about a friend being fat. You did say
that. I actually don't know who you're talking about.
The neck beard stuff. You did say, why don't you wear the nice clothes? Like, you've got so many good clothes. Why don't you wear any of them? So, when you say, why don't you wear any of your good clothes? What's the implication there? That the clothes I wear aren't nice.
No, I didn't say good clothes. I said, where are you Saturday?
You've got so much great stuff. Why don't you wear any of it?
Yeah.
And so, the reason is because I don't fit into it. Because I've put on too much weight.
Which I didn't know. And so...
But can you understand though?
Yeah, I understand that feeling is shit based on dots you're connecting that aren't true. And so I don't understand how identifying that feeling is like what's more positive.
So what am I meant
you?
To do?
People are loving this part.
So but what are you
this
what
is
you
a day to day.
What are you what you're describing? Is Josh, which I agree with, right? I agree.
I'm not saying
you control your controllables.
I'm not saying you should not feel that way. I'm saying how are you viewing the way you're feeling and what weight are you putting on that feeling? I'm not saying don't feel that way. I'm saying observe the feeling. observe the emotional response to these things. Observe the dot connecting that's happening when your mate is telling you that's not what I was feeling. If I literally thought that you need to shave your beard because you're fat, I wouldn't fucking say that. But so, I would never say that.
But this is the thing. So, but this is why it feels more unconscious.
You can't point out unconscious because it's not there to point out. You don't know. So you can't say you're not the guy who can spot unconscious. I don't think that's how it works.
But what I can do is I can communicate how something makes me feel.
Which is back to what I'm saying. How are you then viewing that feeling? Because that feeling makes you feel no good. And I can apologize for making you feel that way. And I'm sorry, and I didn't mean for it to come across like that whatsoever. And I didn't actually mean that way.
So, from a sensitivity perspective, like what I think is interesting though is like, so, but there is benefits in like the sensitivity of stuff, right? So, for instance, I think about, I think about the sensitivity of, like, say with the clothes thing, like I would never bring up someone's clothes, or I would never bring up your, like, so for instance, I would never say, oh, mate, your shoes are looking a little ratty or whatever it is. Because the thing is, like, you might not want to be spending money on new shoes.
But that's a different... awesome shoes that you had? I'd be like,
used them. They're done.
So it's not the same. You can't compare saying... Your clothes are fucking ratty, new ones. I just saw this photo. Where are you Saturday? Like, you got those fucking awesome shit. Where is that?
And so the thing is, from an awesome shoes, but like using that example, if I was like, man, where are those awesome shoes? If the problem with that is it's like, okay, well, why aren't you wearing the shoes? If it's a clear thing of just like, oh, like the problem I guess I have with it when it's, why aren't you, like, so using the clothes example, why don't you wear your awesome jumpers or whatever? I can see how without all of the stuff that I'm dealing with personally, it would have no effect.
How do you expect to, like, it's a hard journey. And I empathize with the journey of traveling through the world where someone can set you off by saying, where's your nice jumper?
So if I was to say from a place that is so innocuous, is that the word? But like something that's like not at all, has no intent. If I was to say, man, why don't you go man, there's so many good restaurants. Why don't you go to more restaurants? Or why don't you Bulleen has some fucking great places. Why don't you? If you're like strapped for cash, or if it's like, fuck, Bodhi needs to be in bed or that sort of thing, it's not a great feeling. Cause like,
but
yeah,
why
man.
Would it be not a great feeling?
Well, because the thing is, it's like, I think
we're in a world that is, people are so fucking sensitive and it's very, very negative for their life. If you're triggered by that,
so you're like, so
I'm not on the same field as it. Not at all, dude.
I think about,
because that's not the person that's saying there's some great restaurants around. Just fucking means there's great restaurants around. Mm-hmm. Why buy into things that aren't being said?
Why don't you go to more great restaurants? So if I said that to you, if I said that, it was like, man, Bulleen, it's got so many great places. Like, why don't you go out to more restaurants?
Is fucking useless for restaurants.
I
don't see it. It's like, no, not at all.
You don't see it?
Not at all.
It's interesting because I feel like
I'm not saying you can't be sensitive. It's the weight you're putting on the things that you are emotionally responding to. Is the thing to observe there. And I feel for you when it is your mate saying it's the jumper thing. At what point does your mate, where does the sensitivity go? You just stop fucking saying anything because you're like, will I trigger him? And so it is a hard one because I don't have the answer there.
But I think the thing is that what gets missed here is as if you don't have any of those sensitivities, which I think you do.
No, I do, but I also acknowledge that if I'm triggered from somebody about something, it is me internally having an emotional response that is energy, and where is it coming from? It's not the other person. It's me. I can't fucking control. I can't control what this person said. If it was malicious and nasty and the intent was to cause an emotional response, I think that's slightly different. But when someone says something and you're triggered, I mean, I do a lot of work at trying to feel, trying to observe my state and what I'm feeling. Yeah. And so, and I just, and the weight shouldn't be put there.
But I just think like, yeah, there's so many, because the thing is, I don't want this to be like a thing where it's like just listing examples, right? But I think that.
But it's not even worth it. Don't go there if that's what you've even said.
But no, but my point being is I think that you're not even conscious to your sensitivities that every day I am considerate of, right? Like thinking. Like, I think that what you're describing is this idea that, like, it's not my job to make people...
So this isn't me. I never point out anything. And so, at the point of... This would be a whole different conversation if you had a mate that was fucking, mate, you got to get back into the gym. Mate, you doing that.
No, but so the thing is what
like
I'm
actually
saying...
Actually having digs.
No, but so what I'm saying is that the talk around it can actually be just as impactful than saying you're fat, rather than saying, hey man, you're fat, you need to lose weight. If you say this person's fat, you should shave your neck, why don't you wear those nice clothes anymore? All of those things, can you see how that can be just as destructive as saying you're fat, you need to lose weight?
No, because I can see how...
I don't think I judge you in that.
There's a destructive nature in the dot connecting that's happening over at your side, that you're doing the same thing. But you know the problem is? You don't want to... Because I'm the same at the same point. If you're saying it's destructive, it's the same as me coming to you and pointing out something.
So, which is your response
which
now...
Which you don't want to make your mates into the point you put your mates into that area when they didn't do that.
So, with me telling you how that made me feel, because I think that the thing is that you've come from a place of defending your position.
I'm not defending my position. All I'm saying is that the observing the I don't think the dot connecting is productive. I don't think any of it's productive.
I think the dot connecting is... saying dot connecting implies that I am generating a story that isn't serving, right?
Which is true.
So there can be an element which is always think the best intent for someone, which I do.
And it's not to say that you shouldn't dot connect or feel that way. It's then what do you do with that?
And so the thing is, if I say, hey, this is how this is, because the thing is, I'm not coming with the energy of, I need to speak to Tommy about this. I'm just saying that, like, it makes me feel bad. And we talk about stuff on the show, and this has just so happened to be the thing. To your point.
It was in the show notes before we started. Yeah, it was.
But the thing is the-
Have some back and forth.
Yeah, if you think about it, to your point, in that moment, I don't say, hey, that doesn't make me feel good or-
Only because I think you go away and think about it and the connecting starts.
No, so, the thing is it hurts my feelings in the moment. And so, the thing is with the neckbeard thing, but if I said in that moment, is it because you don't like the way that I look?
I would say, oh, dude, fuck, I'm sorry if you feel that way. No,
No, but so, the thing is that- Dude, like, so their elevation of, dude, like, no. Like, so the thing is that I know that that's like, it's very easy that if I bring anything to you, like, that's not my intent. But if it's hurt my feelings, and does it matter what your intent was? If it makes me feel not great, isn't the answer of like, oh, you know what? Like, I probably shouldn't comment on the way Josh looks. because maybe that doesn't make
it's a sensitive topic for you. It's a sensitive area. And so, because you have to identify it as being a sensitive area, otherwise you won't.
Yeah, I think that I think most people are sensitive about the way they look. Or like you could say things that would be, and this is the problem with advice. So, it's going back to the Harps podcast. It's like that.
Harps would have a lot to say on this too.
Yeah, that the advice that you're giving.
A lot of advice.
Yeah, so the thing is, you don't think that you're giving advice. You're just...
So the shaving the neck beard is more advice than saying, where are your awesome jumpers? And, like, so and I get that. And it's like, it's so fucking light. It's like, dude, I have neck beards. I'm not coming from a place that I don't fuck it. It'd be like a chick saying, fucking shave your neck beard. Which, would say that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that there's a... from this conversation, it's hard because I don't want to bring it up because this is the response that I get. So, this response I got is not the response that I want because the response that I've gotten from you is...
What would you like in this?
So, this is the response that I feel like I've gotten. It's like...
No, but what's the response that you want?
From going into your shoes and like this is you saying this to me, that makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry. Whereas what you have
said... It doesn't make for good podcast content.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't. Yeah,
But what you have said is you connect dots. Not everything that you think in your mind is real and society is crazy and oversensitive.
Yeah, but that's in a podcast where we are breaking down.
No, but I think that this is the reaction that I would expect off the podcast too.
Yeah.
I think that if anything, a podcast, we probably bring a 3%, 5% better version of ourselves, thinking that there's other people who are here judging what we're saying. I don't think if the microphones were off, you become fucking Mr. Sensitive.
If you came to me and said... Like in that state of when it's threaded into conversation, then all of a sudden you're just dropping in and then bringing up all this. That's where it's like, if you actually said, man, I'm pretty fucking upset. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think I would necessarily try and dissect it like this. Mm-hmm. If you'd come to me upset, because
the point is that like the hard bit is, I'm wary of the sensitivity or wary of like being, so what you've outlined in regards to people are too sensitive and all that sort of thing, coming to you upset sort of plays into that snowflake, oversensitive, just get over it type of thing. And so
is it honesty? Is it truth? Why do you need to be that guy, the snowflake?
But so the thing is that I've been honest with you. And the response has only made me feel worse.
Mm. Well, that sucks. Yes, in respects to understanding that you were...
Because the problem sits with... So, the thing is that I shared it with an idea that we could, as mates, say, oh, you know what? Like, this actually makes... there's some sense here. Your feelings are real, Josh. What I can say is like that wasn't my intent. The thing is, the problem, I guess, where it lands, and this is what's hard, is it's like I don't want to have to like. So where I feel like it lands is this justification thing, where I need to like the whole like restaurant example and all that sort of thing. It pains me to be like the only way that you're going to get perspective is if I find an example that you can relate to, which I understand. But I think that it's like,
It's not that I can't understand that you're not feeling great about it.
You just don't care.
No, it's not that.
But do you understand though that like if you say, I understand and this is the response, can you not see that what you bring out is, man, connecting the answer here is you're oversensitive and you're connecting too many dots. Mm. Like, I don't know what the coping mechanism. So, like, one is, and this is why I do, for the when you talk about stuff or when you say stuff, what I normally say to myself is, this is, this. There's no malicious intent here in regards to this. But the thing is that the dot connecting is a thing where it's like, if something makes me feel a certain way, so it's like, oh, TJ, for some reason, doesn't like the way that I look. And because that's what I'm seeing in my head, right? Like, I'm watching old videos and being disappointed in the way I look. And so, if I'm feeling that way, and I'm like looking at video, I'm like, oh man, I can't believe how much weight I've put on. And then having those things said.
Yeah. It's a dark place. I feel for you in a dark, that you're in a dark place about that stuff. And so, and that you're struggling there. And so that's what I get.
Mm-hmm.
I do get that.
But I guess the thing is that the question is, does as friends, is there any, not even responsibility, but any thought in?
No, of course. So I guess the question is, where do I go from here? I have to be considerate about anything relating to your appearance. If I say whatever I think is small,
Is there a zoom out version? Because I think that part of it is like the feedback of, oh, just like, don't mention the weight. The thing is, like, it's never
going to- I didn't
say
that.
But so, the thing is, it's never going to change.
And it's not a joke. I wouldn't say it like that.
I think that the hard part for me is why it never is fully reconciled is because where it lands is your feelings remain the same way in regards to how you feel. Like, I know that you can't control your feelings about how I look or what you think about how I look. And so, the hard bit is it's always – all I know that you've done is not talk about it now, if that makes sense. So, like, I – which wow. – which, but that's the annoying thing about it is it's like – and that's not a criticism of you and saying, like, oh, you fucked it forever. But what I'm saying is, like, for me and where it all is, like, it does sit – and just because you're not saying those things anymore doesn't mean that, like, you've just gotten better at filtering and triggering, and hopefully over a period of time, I can build up the self-confidence to not have to have that as an impact. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
People have walked away thinking that I've yelled at you, fat cunt.
No.
When it's like, that's literally how it sounds. But it's not, and I don't think about that stuff. Like,
there's the unconscious element, right? Which is like,
yeah, I think we're too quick to fucking judge people's unconscious nature to things.
But isn't it interesting though that like your frustration in this whole thing is that you've been judged, and that's the exact same feeling that I feel.
Yeah.
So it's like I think that like that's like the
it's very fucking complex, and that's why. We've dived into little bits of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel for you, dude. Mm-hmm. I feel for you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. The Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.